Westside Baptist Church in Newnan, Georgia, brings you our weekly podcast. We hope you will be encouraged by our music and a message from the Word of God as we present our Sunday morning and Sunday evening services and our weekly broadcast by Dr. Melvin Payne. We thank you for listening.
Oh, what a day, glorious day. chorus now, sing it. There is coming a day when no heartache shall come, no more clouds in the sky, no more tears to dim the eye, and all is peace forevermore on that happy golden shore. Oh, what a day, glorious day. That do the second now, do the second verse, sing it. There'll be no sorrows there, yes, no more burdens to bear, no more sickness nor pain, and no more parting over there. And forever I will be with the one who died for me. Oh, what a day, glorious day. Sing the chorus out, sing it now. Yes, and what a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see. And I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace. Oh, when he takes me by the hand and leads me through the promised land. Oh, what a day, glorious day that will be. Aren't you glad about that? Say amen. Amen. Aren't you glad to be at church this morning? Say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Y'all sounding good this morning.
Good to see all of you at Westside this morning. Good crowd. I know we've got some folks out traveling, but it's good to see all of you that are able to be here today. Some of our folks have been hospitalized, sick, and able to be back with us. And so I guess it looks like Miss Mildred may get to try and come home this week. So the Lord's answering prayer and helping those. We sure do appreciate that. It's been a challenging couple of weeks around here with health issues and different things that have gone on. I tell you, just do give me an AF and Mandy, sing God Still Answers Prayer real quick for me.
Oh, piano plays. Folks, the last 2 weeks, going on 3 weeks at Westside Baptist Church, the Lord has allowed an unleashing of sickness and so forth against the congregation. But I believe God answers prayer. And I believe that He'll answer prayer not just for other churches, but for Westside Baptist Church. And I'm going to ask Pastor Payne, if he would, to come and lead us in prayer. Because I believe God answers prayer. I believe Pastor Payne is God's man. And I'm going to ask if you'd be so kind.
Heavenly Father, in the holy name of Jesus, we enter into your presence this morning, thanking you first of all for Calvary, the shed blood and the empty tomb. Thanking you, Lord, this morning for the privilege to assemble and worship you in the beauty of holiness. Heavenly Father, bless your people today as we enter into your presence to worship you, Heavenly Father. Lord, there's so many needs among our congregation. Heavenly Father, I pray for the precious family grieving and lift them up above the shadows today. Lord, we have some serious health issues. We know that you are the divine healer. And we ask in the holy name of Jesus that you will bring healing to these needs, Heavenly Father. You know who they are today. We pray your divine hand to continue to rest on Westside Baptist Church and the leadership, Lord. Let us be a light on the hill, shining the gospel light to this area, Newnan, Georgia, and Coweta County. Lord, would you just keep us focused, Lord? We realize you are coming soon. We don't know the day, we don't know the hour, but Lord, you showed us the seasons and the Lord, it's evident you are coming soon. Bless all the leadership, those that work with the young people, those that work with the children, those that work, Lord, in the Sunday school classes, those that are in the kitchen, Lord, feeding us. Lord, every person that comes on this place today, would you just bless them in a special way? Our visitors, Lord, we're so honored to have visitors. And I pray you'll just give them a special blessing today. In your holy name we pray, in Jesus' name, amen.
God still answers prayer. In his time.
on the way to church this morning, and a song just took me over, and I had to YouTube it while I was driving down the road and listen to it. Song we've done here in the past. And it says, I'll pray for you. Amen. Chorus says, I'll pray for you. You pray for me. And we have been promised a miracle when in faith we agree. Simple little song. But I listened to it all the way to church. And I got here and I just couldn't get the song off my mind. Thinking about that, I love the praying folks of Westside Baptist Church. We do have some serious needs going on in our church, and we've had special prayer meetings on Sunday night where we'd come in and we'd gather around different ones and pray, and what a blessing and time those situations are when we can do that. But the thing is that I know on a Monday when we're not gathered in the sanctuary, there are people in this membership that are praying for each other. Tuesday evenings when we're not at church at an organized function of time, there are folks in this body of people that are praying for each of you. All week long, throughout the day and evening, there's somebody in here that's probably praying for you. And it's, well, they don't even know I'm going through a situation. But he does. Some of you are going through very serious situations. Some, it may not seem as serious to others. Sister Cornelia shared with me that she just passed the Thomas's birth date. You say, well, how is that? I mean, he's, you know, he's passed away, he's in heaven, but it's hard on her. Until you've lived there and done that and suffered that and hit those birthdays and anniversaries, you don't know, but it's hard. That could be just as hard as that doctor's diagnosis or that job situation. So we look around our congregation. You don't have to look far to see somebody, and you see the smile on their face. Brother Joe Honeycutt, you don't ever see him that he's not smiling. Heavy broken heart this morning. Heavy broken heart this morning. We need to spend more time lifting up. You don't have to know him by name. You don't have to know that they're going through a situation. You don't need to know what the situation is lots of times. To lift them up and say, Lord, you could sit right where you're sitting and say, Lord, I don't know about these folks on the row sitting with me, but I pray that you touch them this morning. You don't know what the person next to you might be going through. Time to lift them up to the Lord. We don't do anything else today. I wish you would. Sit there and just silent. You don't have to say anything, do anything, but in your mind, in your heart, say a little prayer for those around, because we're under his wings today. We're under his wings. I love the story about the fire at the farm. And the farmer was going out through there and checking on his livestock, and he saw an old burn-up pile of, couldn't even tell what the ash was, and he went over and kicked that pile of ash, and out from underneath, all the little baby chicks ran. That mother had covered them, protects them from the fire, gave her life. I'm glad that we've got a Heavenly Father that sent his Son, that gave his life. Cover us with that blood, that we might be under his wings today. He can protect us, heal us, save us. Save us today if you're not saved. Sing.
When my plans have fallen through and I don't know what to do, I just look unto the hills whence cometh my help. When the dreams I dreamed have died, and I need a place to hide, I just look unto the hills whence cometh my help.
I feel the touch of hands so kind and tender, and they're leading me in paths that I must try. Me down. This world can be a lonely place to be. I wonder, oh God, why? Then I try to analyze all those possibilities. There's no reason or rhyme. It's I just fall on my knees
strength is nearly gone, and I feel so all alone. Then I just fall. Just fall.
How to blow up a message, doesn't he? The Bible says in 1 Thessalonians, by the way, chapter 5, Paul goes through a list of things that will help the Christians. Let's not forget, Paul was a great man of God. If anybody could handle it, Paul could. If anybody could take it, Paul could. So he steps up and he starts telling the church membership, God's children. He gives them a list of things. I won't go through all of them all because I want to speak for just a minute today. But he tells them in verse 11 to comfort yourselves together. He tells them to edify one another. Read on down, you'll find four or five other things, but get down to verse 16 and he says to rejoice evermore. And then verse 17, he mentions prayer without ceasing. And then he says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Some heavy instruction, some needed instruction. Quench not the spirit. Despise not prophesying. Prove all things. Hold fast that which is good. Boy, I wish Christians could get a hold of that and implement that into their lives. It would change their homes. It would change the way they view their walk with the Lord. And he goes, keeps on going. Abstain from all appearance of evil. He moves right along. But I want to say this. He gets down toward the end. And remember, this is Paul. This is the man that many churches look up to. This is the man whom they just can't wait to get another letter from him. A man of instruction, a man that stood and walked with God, enjoyed his power, filled with the Spirit of God. This was the man. And yet he gets toward the end of that chapter and he looks to those around him and he says, I'll put the word in but. But brethren, and I'm going to put the word in please. He said, please pray for us. Probably the greatest man that's ever lived outside of Jesus Christ. A man that was used mightily of God, that has written so much of the New Testament on our behalf by the power of God, under the influence of the very Holy Spirit. I think when Paul wrote, God laid his hand over Paul's hand and wrote word for word what he wanted written for us. But this great man recognized that he could not make it if the congregation did not pray for him. We as a congregation should collectively this morning shout out, pray for us. Think about Miss Wendy and Miss Debbie. And I want you to know if your request was pray for us, that request was granted because Westside Baptist Church was praying for you. I remember when Brother Mark's son unexpectedly passed and prayer was needed and Westside Baptist Church rose up in prayer for Brother Mark. I can't get over, y'all forgive me for mentioning this again, but I can't get over Mrs. Babb and Brother Babb and the need that they had concerning their grandbabies. And the burden that they were carrying, the weight of the world. And this church began to pray because that couple said, brethren, pray for us. And today God has put those precious children in a wonderful home. And they're getting their education and they're doing well. And I believe it's because someone stood up. Those grandparents stood up and said, pray for us. Thought I saw a little baby back there on the back pew. Oh, over on this back pew. Okay. I remember there was no baby. There were many deaths that led up to this one. But I remember you standing up, my brother, and saying, brethren, pray for us. God is blessed, and there's this precious. Would you stand up, Miss Tammy? Just show us that precious miracle. Amen. Amen. Paul, somebody said, brethren, pray for us. How many have stood up and said, pray for us? I'm looking at a couple right now. I don't want to mention their name because I don't know if they'd be comfortable with me mentioning them, so I'm not. But they've come, they've said, pray for us. We have trouble. We have issues. Our children are lost. They're associating with the lost and the undone. Their lives are train wrecks. They're in a mess. Pray for us. I believe with all my heart, that one day God's going to answer that prayer. I believe one day the drugs will be gone from those children. I believe one day they'll live a Christian walk. I believe one day they'll bow their heads and say, God, forgive me. I'm a dirty, rotten sinner. Save me, make me a new creature in Christ. I believe it. Because they've come and they've said, brethren, pray for us. I remember Brother Willis laying up at Emory Hospital, stomach infection. They laid you down inappropriately, and that infection got up in his lungs. And folks, that man was near death. He was as close to death as you can get without going over the edge. And Karen put out a call. Pray for us. And we begin to pray. And Brother McCarty's over here strumming and playing and keeping everybody in the corner over here straight. Amen. Pray for us. You this morning have a burden on your heart. Can I just encourage you this morning just to stand up and say, pray for us. Pray for us. Pray for us, Westside Baptist Church, because I believe first and foremost we're praying to a holy God that listens to you. Westside Baptist Church, I believe God listens to you because you're willing to get on your knees humbly and pray for someone other than yourselves. That's tough sometimes. This is what I want us to do this morning. The altar is open immediately at this time. If you're here and you're fighting a battle, there's something heavy on your heart. The altar's open. You stand up where you are and come right now, because I want us to pray for one another. Right now where you are, you stand up and you come. Let's get around each other. Let's pray for us. If Paul needed it, maybe we need it. If Paul had to have it, maybe we have to have it. If Paul could benefit from it, maybe we could benefit from it. Brethren, pray for us. Brethren, pray for us. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, thank you, Holy Spirit, for showing up at Westside Baptist Church. Thank you for an answer to our prayers. Thank you, Lord, for superseding our expectations this morning when we came to your house. God, maybe we were expecting 3 songs of prayer, an offering, a message, and go home. But Heavenly Father, you chose. Woo! You chose to show up. Oh God, you've answered prayer. You've answered many a prayer for these that are standing or kneeling at this altar or before this altar this morning. God, you've answered so many of their prayers, but God, there's so many that still need answers to their prayer. And God, I pray in Jesus' name. Because like Paul, they humbled themselves. They've come forward this morning in testifying. They've said, brethren, pray for us. Oh, Heavenly Father, I pray that you will answer their prayers. I pray them, God, you would bless them where they are, undergird them and strengthen them, Heavenly One. Bless them for coming this morning and saying, brethren, pray for us. Oh, Jesus. Only God can do this. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you. Jesus. 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 Woo! Jesus.
Jesus. Jesus. Jesus. There's just something about that name.
Sing it, Christians.
Master, Savior, Jesus, light the fragrance after.
That's good stuff.
Kings and kingdoms will all pass away, but there's something about that name.
Brethren, pray for us. God's good, isn't he? I don't know about you, but I've enjoyed the sweet presence of the Holy Spirit. Let me tell you this right quickly. Last night I was studying and asking God's direction. I got to tell you what happened. I told my wife, I said, It was about 10:30-ish. I said, honey, I left some notes on my desk, and I got to have them. And I confess this. I didn't want her to come with me because I knew that when I got here, God had something else in store. I knew he didn't bring me back over to this side of town to get those notes. I got to my office, looked at those notes, and it was something I had at the house. I said, but God said, get on upstairs. We have some business to take care of. Me and the Lord had a good time about midnight last night, fellas. It was good stuff. Wish you could have been here.